Okay, welcome to Dark North Woodmere, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Simen Shin Chaf Hei Si'if Aleph, and that's it. Simen Shin Chaf Hei Si'if Aleph. Shin Chaf Hei is going to be about malacha that an Einu Yehudi does for a Jewish person. So obviously, very relevant halach lemaisa. But what it first discusses is when you want to feed an Einu Yehudi. So it sort of like bridges the two simanim. That in the Shin Chaf Dalet, we were talking about being tareach to feed a behema. So now we're going to talk about being tareach to feed a non-Jewish person. Then in that context, it's going to lead us into the discussion of a non-Jew doing malacha for a Jew. But tonight it's all about the issue of feeding a non-Jew, or giving him something, giving him food or other things. And the issues are going to be issues of tircha, issues of akira, that if you give him something in your chatzah that he's then going to carry outside, so you did the akira, he's going to do the hanacha, so you did kind of a half a malacha. And the issue of maris ayin, that it's going to look like You're asking him to do the malach of hotzah for you. So says the Shulchan Aruch, mutul lezamin en yehudi b'shabbos, mutul litin mezonos levanav b'chatzah la'achla. You're allowed to invite an en yehudi on Shabbos to eat at your house, and you're allowed to put mezonos in front of him in the chatzah, when the understanding is that he's supposed to eat it in the chatzah, because he's not doing any hotzah in such a case. V'im netalin v'yatzeh in his kakalon. If he decides on his own that he's going to go outside, he's going to leave the chatzah, that's not your problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, lezamin en yehudi b'shabbos, after b'yom tov vasal. The chiddush of this line is that on Yantif you're not allowed to invite a non-Jew to eat with you, because there's a gezer you might come to cook for him, because the Torah says that you're only allowed to cook for a Jew on Yantif. You're not allowed to cook for a non-Jew on Yantif. So if you invite him to your house, there's a gezer you might come to cook for him, but on Shabbos there's no such gezer, because you're not cooking for yourself on Shabbos, so you're not going to cook for him either. On Shabbos, where we're not concerned about this, it's going to be mutter. It happens to me in Simtav Kuf Yud Beis, it also says you're not allowed to invite a mumar Mechal Shabbos Pefaresia on Yontif either. And there's a discussion in Poskim, does that still apply nowadays? Are our Mechal Shabbos Pefaresia also in that category of people that you're not allowed to invite even for Yontif? So Minika Olam is to be Mekel. Many of the Poskim are not so Mekel about that, but that's a discussion about Yontif. But again, on Shabbos, it's totally mutter. Mutter li tame. Then the Shulchan Aruch said, you're allowed to put food in front of him. After us, the Trach b'Shabbos b'Shul Mishen Mezonos of Allah, v'kidol b'sim shun chav dalid. Even though we just learned in the last simon that you're not allowed to be tareach on behalf of someone who's ein mezonos in love, for someone who you're not responsible to feed, namely animals that can get food on their own and don't rely on you for food, like feeding the birds in Shabbos Shiro, or feeding the fish at Tashlich, or something like that. You're not allowed to do that. Ein yudi. However, an Ein Yehudi is considered mizonoson alav, that it's considered that it's your responsibility to feed him, at least as far as this issur of being toreach on his behalf. Because Allah is that we are mefarnes aniye akum, together with aniye Yisrael, for the sake of darkei shalom. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is not sure if the same would be true if you're a hotel owner and they're a non-Jewish guest, because then it's not an issue of being mefarnes him, it's an issue of him being mefarnes you, meaning that's your parnasa, you're making money off of it, it's not out of the goodness of your heart. Okay, the fun of b'chatzar, you're allowed to put food in front of him in the chatzar, if the understanding is that he's going to eat it there. Only if you put it in front of him and he takes it on his own. But to put it in his hand is going to be aser, because he might then carry it out to Rosh Hashanah. So it'll turn out that a Jew did an akira, and the nachri did the hotzah and the hanacha. So you were involved in a chatzim malacha. The El Yerabba thinks you're even allowed to put it in his hand in the chatzer, because you're not giving it to him to take out. You're giving it to eat there. If he decides to take it out later, that's his problem. Plus, if you gave it to him while he's in the chatzer and he decided to walk out with it, he did the akira by starting to walk outside. That's not you doing the akira. The Eishlakal Bezekedvar, we should be maker like the Ali Rabbi, Kumar Shaksav and Bir Alacha, as elaborated upon in the Bir Alacha. Vima Yisrael, Leinu Mosul Yadu Alein Yudi Lokech, Miyada Yisrael. If the Jew doesn't place it in the non Jew's hand, the non Jew takes it from the Jew's hand, Lukuli Alma Mutuk Shlokech, Almanas Lechel Bechatzer. Then, according to everyone, you're allowed to, it's Mutter when he takes taking it to eat it in the chatzar. Meaning, even the Shulchan Aruch that's machmir that liten liyado is aser. That's only if it's liten liyado. But if he takes it out of your hand, then it's going to be mutter. Because if he took it out of your hand, he's the one that really is doing the akira, even if he walks straight out of the chatzar at that point. Even if he doesn't say explicitly that he's going to eat it in the chatzar, it's still mutter. Because the food you give him in the chatzar, he's going to eat it in the chatzar. All this is saying is if it's so much food that it would be impossible for him to eat there, or for some reason he doesn't have permission to eat it there, where you know he's not going to eat it there, that's what we're saying, that you're not allowed to put it in front of him. Because that's like you're giving it to him almanas to take it out. Right? There's a third issue, that it's a maris ha'ayin issue. Meaning in the previous sifkatan, we were talking about an issue of a Jew doing the akira and the nachri doing the rest. Over here, you just put it in front of him. So he's clearly doing the whole mice, the whole malacha of hotza'a. But if it's understood that he's going to be carrying it out of the chatzar, it's a problem of maris ha'ayin. Because then it makes it look like you asked him to do this. Back in the Shulchan Aruch goes on and says, "V'dafka shein yudi b'chatzar." This is all if the yudi is in the chatzar. If he's standing outside of the chatzar and he sticks his hand in and you know he's going to take it out, or you're giving him something that's not food, any other object which is normal to take out, then aser afilu momid b'fnim, then it's aser, even if you're standing on the inside, afilu chafatzim shalein yehudi, even though they're his objects, sharoi en yodeh chafatzim shalein yehudi, because whoever sees it doesn't know that it's his stuff. And even if you're miyachid a makom for him to keep his stuff in your chatzar, even that's aser, and it's all the maris ayin issue. It will look like he's carrying it outside for you. In this case, it doesn't matter whether the Jew does an akira or not. He's going to be taking it out, and it's going to look like he's doing it for you. Since you know he's going to be taking it out, it's going to look like he's doing it with your shlichus. But certainly, if you're going to put it in his hand where you're doing the akira, then it's even worse. Then it's both marisayin and chatzi malacha. Even if you don't put it in his hand, you just leave it in front of him in the chatzar. Since you know he's going to take it out, it's aser, because people are going to think he's doing it for you. Like we said in Sifkat and Dalit, Zayin, afilu machafatzim shelein Yehudi, even if the objects belong to an Eni Yehudi, b'tor Isa, O afilu, upir shudad el-kai. The Torah says this is going on what was said previously, namely, that the Eni Yehudi is standing outside the chatzar, he sticks his hand into the chatzar, even if it's his stuff that he's taking, it's still a violation of marasayin, because they're going to say that it's the Yisrael stuff. But if it's the Nachri stuff and it's in the chatzar and you're putting it in front of him, and he's going to do everything, so then it's mutter, because we're not going to be gozer so much on stuff that actually belongs to an Yehudi. And we'll assume that people who only see him doing the entire action will realize that it's his stuff and not your stuff, and that he's doing it on his own. But the problem is even where the problem with the maris ayin is even if it's nachri stuff where you're miyachin makom for him. Hainu im haya chefetz memushkan etzel Yisrael, who was given as a mashkon to a Jew. Av sheich le makom al chefetz sheyavu vitenu kol zman sheyirtze. Even though he was miyachin makom that he could take it whenever he wants. Afilu achi asal anichol sheyitlenu bit Shabbos. You're still not allowed to let him take it out on Shabbos. The chefetz ha mushkan etzel Yisrael avik shalo. Because when it's given as a mashkon to a Jew, it's ki'ilu, it belongs to the Jew. O mashi yichol le makom lo mahani de The fact that you're miyachid makom doesn't help at all. The schirus that he has on that spot in your chatzer, he's not kone it. It's still considered to be in your rishus, and therefore it's still going to be a problem of maris ayin. So we learned tonight is, first of all, we learned that there is no iser of inviting an einu yehudi to your house on Shabbos like there is on Yantiv. Then we said that even though you're not allowed to be toreach for someone who's einu mezonos and olav, you are allowed to be toreach for an einu yehudi, because he's considered mezonos alav, since we're mefarnes in aniyei Yaakov im aniyei Yisrael. And then we said that the poskim point out that if you do an akira, if you put food in the einu yehudi's hand in the chatzer, some of the poskim are machmir that that's considered that you did half of the malacha, that you did an akira, and it's therefore going to be aser. But we're making like the Eliyahu Rabbah, that's not going to be a violation. And then we said, even when you don't do an akira, you still have to be wary of situations of maris ha'ayin, where the nachri is going to be taking stuff out of the chatzar. So if you're giving him food that he's expected to eat in the chatzar, that's not a problem. But if you, or at least you're putting in front of him food that he's expected to eat in the chatzar, that's not a problem. But if it's so much food that there's no way he's going to eat it in the chatzar, or he has no right to eat it in the chatzar, or it's objects that that he's for sure going to take out of the chatzar, so then you, or he says he's going to take it out of the chatzar, then you have a problem. Even though you don't do the akira, you still have a problem of maris ayin, that people will think that he's working for you. Even if, then we said that even if it's his own stuff, it could still be a problem of maris ayin, unless it's his own stuff and you put it down in front of him in the chatzar, then we're not going to be choshesh for maris ayin. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll do Se'ifim Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Thank you for joining us in the dark here.